You're listening to Magrito Podcast Network, celebrating the culture of Chicanos and Latinos one story and voice at a time. Connect on social, on Instagram and Facebook at Magrito. Find all the Magrito Podcast Network shows over at magrito.net.
Welcome and thank you for listening to another episode of the Emo Brown Podcast, brought to you by the wonderful people at The Grasshopper. For all your medicinal, recreational cannabis needs, make sure you jump on in and get it done. Take your freaking Emo Brown Social Club card, because that's how it makes it happen for that 15% discount. We got a special show for you today. We hope you like true crime, because we have the true crime queens of Third Avenue. Yes. Cheek glasses. Why are you always laughing at me when I do the intro, fool? It sounds good. It's like a professional introduction now.
Professional as fuck. It scares me.
Bro, we got some fucking sponsors that are jumping on. I'm going to tell you about them later. I don't want to let
off the air.
I don't want to let the lawnmower out of the bag.
I didn't even know where that would go. John Deere sponsors of the Emo Brown Podcast.
Save all your grass clippings. Before we get into today's guest, a couple of announcements. You guys know that the Emo Brown Foundation is all about giving back to the community, and we got a good event coming up, the Neighborhood Beautification Project. Neighborhood Beautification Project is going to be consisting of people in the neighborhood here in Chula Vista, 919-10-91911, who need a little exterior help for their homes.
Or apartment.
Sorry, bro.
I nominated myself.
Esta madre no te aplica a ti. Saturday, March 19th, we will go into the neighborhood and beautify somebody's home. So if you know somebody who would, a little helping hand, you know, because there's neighbors in our community that, están más ancianos. They're a little older. They're unable to take care of their own property. They just need a little hand. That's what we're here to give a hand, you know? So make sure you submit your nominations. We're going to send the link up on our Emo Brown page and the emobrown.com. All of the things. The project is going to be an exterior home cleanup, which includes the paint, the hedge trimming, the trash cleanup, mowing of the lawn, trimming of the trees, weed removals. I think I'm going to be there for that one. I'll be taking care of the weed removal again, March 19th. We're still looking for volunteers.
Will you be there?
Nah, I don't know. Yes?
I'm putting you on this fucking spot.
Fuck, I know. I'm not going to be in town. No, bro.
Where are you going
to
be?
Kids are on spring break, so we're going to go to out of town.
To Rosarito.
Say it again. Pinche gringuita. Say it again.
Rosarito.
Hi, do you want to go to Papa's and Beer in Rosarito? Pinche glasses, wear socks, you degenerate. Hey,
so no apartments.
If you'd like to volunteer, please message the homies Chemo, Eric, or Aisha. I will list all of their tags online. You must be available from 8 to noon on March 19th to make it happen. Oh my God.
So no apartments.
I don't think it's apartments, bro. I think they're doing.
So there was a bachelor that needed his apartment fixed up outside.
No, brother. Unless we're cool with the property owner, I don't think that's happening.
Damn, okay.
More information on that coming. The nominations are going to be over on February 29th, I believe. I'll confirm all of this stuff for you guys later. Pay attention. There's a lot of cool shit happening. We want all of you guys to be on board with this. Big shout out to the people in the Emo Brown Social Club who are actually taking the reins and making this happen. We appreciate you, each and every one of you. But today, tonight, right now, I'm excited, bro, because true crime is some shit. I can go home, sit down. I can watch any special on Netflix relating to crime, documentary, just sit down and lose 2-3 hours without even knowing. Does that make me weird? Why do people like this? Do you like it?
I'm not going to lie. I haven't invested as much time.
Oh, what a weenie. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the young ladies from True Crime Trivia Night every third Thursday here at Three Punk Ales on 3rd Avenue. That's alliteration. That's alliteration, my friend. September and Renette, bienvenidas. We are excited to have you here. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and the trivia night that you guys host. And I'm not going to lie to you. It took a lot out of us to make sure we brought a trivia night into the brewery. I never wanted to be the brewery that had a trivia night. We would go to places like, nah, we would never do that shit. I don't think that would do that. But all of a sudden, here we are. And you guys are absolutely fucking killing it. I feel it's because it's like a true crime background.
Right.
Everyone is way about it.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about it.
You want me to talk about
yes,
it?
Yes, I
do. like just how the trivia night works.
Yeah, what got you into trivia? So I'm talking to you, September.
What got me into trivia?
Yeah.
basically, I'm here largely to morally support Renette.
Because
Renette was the one that came up with the idea, so maybe you can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so yeah. I always heard, like, you know, bars having trivia nights, and I always thought, you know, it just never seemed interesting to me. I thought the only thing that
would
attract me to go to a bar to go to a trivia night would be as if it was all based on true crime. So I had sent Chris a message, and I was like, you know, Three Punks should start doing, like, a true crime trivia night.
How many messages did you have to send him before he actually responded? For real, for real, for real.
Are you known for being horrible?
No, no, I reply all the time.
Yeah, he leaves everybody on scene.
Actually, honestly, he responded pretty quickly. And, you know, he was like, well, you should host it. And I was like, I knew I couldn't do it by myself because I know that shit makes me anxious as fuck.
So uh-huh, like, well, welcome to the podcast.
But I was like, if I can bring on a friend, you know, then it's something I'd like to do. So I reached out to September.
Why true crime?
I'm obsessed with it.
When did you get up? What made you get obsessed with true crime? Give me a little of your background.
Well, growing up, I'd watch like America's Most Wanted and, you know, Forensic Files and stuff like that. But I would say it was probably like in 2008, the Casey Anthony case. Mm. It was like everywhere on TV at that time. It was like on Nancy Grace all the time. And I hate Nancy Grace, but I was just like glued to the TV.
Does she still have a show?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah. She's
oh, wow.
Does. So I was just like so obsessed with it. And that's just what started it all.
Casey Anthony, that's the...
The Florida mom who was accused of murdering her daughter.
What?
But she got away with it, right? Yeah. So it's like there was so much evidence against her, but there was not, I guess, enough to convict her. So
that's crazy, yeah, man. I don't know. And it was weird because it was a lot of like, she was a good looking lady. So I feel like that played a lot. I don't know, man. If her name was Carmen Antonia instead of Casey Anthony, I bet you shit might have been a little crazier.
She's good looking
though? She was a good, I'm sure she's still alive, right?
Yeah.
She's not in jail.
No.
She never served any time. She was never, oh my God, bro. Like everything was pointed in her direction for being guilty. I remember I was like, oh, my. Yeah, and, yeah, Casey Anthony had a lot of people like drawn. It was like some OJ Simpson 2.0.
Right.
Because for OJ Simpson, I remember I was little just watching it like, oh, develop. And then Casey Anthony came. I was like, we're just kind of watching it. Oh, this motherfucker's going to be guilty. She killed her daughter. Oh, not guilty. I was like, oh.
Was there an uproar when she was?
Oh, people were like going crazy. And that's what I feel like it's the same like O.J. Simpson. Like everyone knows Casey Anthony killed her daughter. Just like everybody knows O.J. Simpson killed his, you know, wife and the friend.
Damn, breaking news. I didn't know that. Allegedly.
Yeah, most people, you know.
You mean the guy from Naked Gun? Fuck. I didn't know he had it in him.
Yeah. So, and then when I met September, you know, how was it? I think it was. Because you were listening to true crime podcasts too, right?
That's yes, we just, yeah. So yeah. We ended up talking about a lot of random things, including true crime. We started finding out that we like a lot of the same things. So we were telling each other about like the true crime podcasts that we both listen to. We both listen to tons of true crime podcasts.
What's the best true crime podcast out there right now? If you could recommend one, which one would it be?
My favorite is Crime Lines.
That's okay.
What I was going to say.
She just does really, really excellent research. She's very respectful of all the cases. Yeah, I just think she does a really good job also of like objectively presenting the facts, not sort of being
She's not really biased on any which way.
No. No, she's very good about just sort of presenting the facts as is and not like accusing people if the trial hasn't even happened yet and stuff like that. So I really like that about her.
I haven't jumped into any true crime podcast, but I know it's such a genre that's vast and super popular. I get and you know what? And it's usually the ladies that I know that are listening to that. You know, it's like, oh, you see online, it's like, oh, I'm a true crime junkie. I love this. I love that. I need to get into that shit, bro. You're not about it, Gossus?
I think the only one that I've ever, that got me hooked was the Netflix, the Making a Murder. Yeah. That's true crime, right?
Right.
Making a Murder, that was, for a while, that's everything everybody was talking about.
Right? Wait, I don't remember that one.
Experts talk to us about that one, because I don't.
So I haven't actually watched it. I'm a big like podcast true crime person. Because I like to listen to them when I'm like driving or cleaning the house and stuff like that. But you've probably seen it.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, that wasn't one of my favorite ones. It was kind of like the most boring ones to me.
Boom, get it.
Did you see it though? Or no?
No, bro.
I think it was like he killed somebody dude was accused of a murder.
Imagine I've never read, watched, or heard anything related to true crime. Yeah. Don't imagine it. That's a fucking reality.
I think he was like accused of a murder. And then later on, like years down the line, it came out that he was innocent. And then again, he got accused by murder, and supposedly, like the whole town was against this guy.
Jeez.
That his family used to run like a junkyard.
Yeah,
it was on Netflix. It's pretty rad. I liked it.
If I'm gonna watch, I want the professional opinion. If I'm gonna watch one thing on Netflix or on any streaming service related to true crime, what's it gonna be?
The The Richard Ramirez one.
I think I saw that one.
Really,
that was fucking creepy.
I'm surprised you say that because you don't really like Richard Ramirez.
So he's actually one of the ones that like annoy me the most. And I hated that we did our last one on him, but people voted for him. So we went with like the higher vote. But I think it was done really well because they spoke to like the detectives who were working the case. And, you know, we got to hear it from like their perspective. And it was just super. That's what I
liked. Did you watch that one?
It was cool to watch the stock video from that era, from when they were actually in pursuit or right. in the process of trying to like find him. And then having that actual detective sit there right. and you see him just all older now. And it's like, oh, man, that's pretty cool. So that's the kind of TV I would like to watch more.
What
instead
I took
of,
away from that is how like he was like so many girls liked him, right? He was like a rock star.
So like after they fixed his teeth, because before he was known, like that was one of the main things they identified having like super fucked up teeth. And then after the trial, they, sorry if I said
no, I'm all me, my teeth.
You have diamonds on your teeth. You're a fucking weenie, bro. How old are you? Jesus Christ. Put some socks on. No, but that's another weird thing that I see is there's a lot of like, they're viewed as sex symbols in certain serial killers and these guys are like put on a pedestal.
Right.
Because Charles Manson, right, he was on a next level.
Well, technically he didn't kill anyone.
He was just mind controlling people.
He was right. Yes.
Right.
Oh, there was a woman. So this is not somebody who actually wanted to be with him, I don't think. But there was a woman who was trying to marry him. Did you hear about this?
Well, he was impressed.
And then it turned out that she... This is pretty grim. It turned out she just wanted to like wait until he died and then embalm his body so that she could charge people to look at it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, a business venture. An entrepreneur of sorts, bro.
He didn't marry Smart. Her.
Man. Yeah, because most of these criminals, they have like a fucking cult following. Why? Why are you into it? What guy, like you were telling me earlier about like you have background, family background with like a sheriff's police department or CSI type backgrounds.
Right.
I'm sure all that played a role.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I'm just curious, like what goes on in their mind and, you know, how they can actually like follow through with such horrible shit that they do. Like, obviously I don't like the things that they do, but it's just, I don't know. It's just interesting. The mind, like September told me, who was that guy? He was like a psychologist, but he was also like a psychopath. Like
so, Dexter.
Like, no.
No, this was a real person. Oh. And I can't remember his name. He didn't kill anyone. But he was, he is like a neuroscientist, I think. Something to do with the brain. I'm pretty sure he's a neuroscientist. And he was doing a study on like psychopaths.
Uh-huh.
And so they had like scans of all these, like, you know, all the subjects. They had scans of all their brains. And he had also like scanned his and his family members' brains separately, just, I don't know, because. And he was looking through those scans and he was like, oh, one of the psychopath scans got mixed up in here. Like in my family scans, I might not be retelling this perfectly, but it was something like this. Anyways, long story short, it turned out it was his brain and he had like never realized that he was actually a psychopath.
Jesus.
I guess you can tell from looking at the brain, but he, so he'd never like, he's never done anything criminal. He's not violent or anything like that. But I guess afterwards he talked to the people in his life and they were like, oh yeah, I can kind of see
you have
that.
Tendencies.
Like you know, you'll like never let your kids win at board games and stuff. You always just win. Just
oh,
little things.
Oh shit,
like that.
Bro!
There it is.
Maybe
I didn't let them win, fool. I don't let them win. They're gonna learn.
We should have brought Jackie in.
Oh, hey, you know, I'm gonna put Jackie through some tests, yeah. Man. Jackie, he's very loving and caring and loyal.
Jackie's his middle child.
Say, wait, he's ready to go to war, bro. He's ready to go to war. He wants weapons. I'm like, este wey, dong. All right, whatever. You said Richard Ramirez is not one of your favorite serial killers. Yeah. Who is your favorite serial killer?
I think the most interesting is a German guy named Armin Maywes.
Damn, we're about to go down a rabbit hole. Like, I'm like, tell me more.
So,
he wasn't a serial killer though, right?
So no, he technically wasn't a serial killer.
What makes a serial killer? How many kills?
Three or more.
Like in one night, boom. I was gonna say, goddamn, bro.
Three's the lucky number.
Shit.
So Armin, he was a German guy, and he basically placed an ad on the internet, and it was called Cannibal Cafe.
Oh, so this is recent.
2001.
Jesus
so yeah, 2001. Christ. And he was looking for a victim, like somebody who was like willing to give up their body for him to consume and eat.
Ah, tenía hambre.
Yeah, he was hungry. Nice. And so,
he was just.
So he found his victim and, you know, picked him up from a train station in Berlin, took him back to his, like, mansion. He lived in this huge mansion.
How the fuck did he convince somebody to
Were the match made in heaven. Like, yeah, the there's all sorts match. Out there. There's crazy people. And so
fetishes.
Bert Brandes always wanted to be eaten, and Armin Meiwes always wanted to eat somebody. So they were, like, the match made in heaven, came across each other. And Armin picked up Brandes and...
Dude, I love how she tells the story and she's giving us, like, personalized names, like, El Compita Armin, dog. So he was hungry and he was looking for a match. And then fucking the homie Brandon just said, hey, you know, I'm down.
Like, casual.
And then all of a sudden, boom, se lo comió. And I was like, yeah.
So he took him home and they had sex or whatever. And Brandis wanted his penis cut off.
Okay,
so
yeah, for sure. Armin cut penis. Of course.
That's so he casual.
His penis, like, and they tried sauteing it so they can eat together.
Marinator, así el chile.
Just all right, salt, cool. Pepper, olive oil.
Marinate, go ahead.
I'm hungry. So the consistency was, like, really, it just, I don't know what the consistency was, but basically they...
Yeah, you were about to break it down. September's like, wait a minute, what?
Were you there?
They ended up feeding it to the dog because they just couldn't eat it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And then obviously he's, like, bleeding profusely, and Armin draws a bath for him upstairs. He's like, I'm going to put you in the bath, you know, get you out of, like, you know, gave him painkillers and stuff.
Bro, we are sitting crisscross applesauce, just looking up at Renette telling this story, like, yes. And then what happened? I can see why people are in love with true crime trivia. I can see why people come out here and they're just like, oh, I know this one. Because there's probably a lot of people with a similar background and interest in what you guys like and what all of us like. And they're like, I know this one. I know this one.
Did he go to jail?
So, no. So basically he ate him. And then when he was running low, he put another ad on the same, you know.
Running low. He was running fuck.
Human flesh. And so he came across this kid and he was like, you know, he didn't think that Armin really did this. And then he started seeing, like, oh crap, like, he really did this. So he notified the police and police went to go search his house and they found, you know, like, in the freezer, human flesh. And then Armin tried saying, oh, it was like a wild pig or whatever. But so it turns out.
Your wild pig has a tattoo. What's going on here?
So, like, it turns out, I guess in Germany, like, it's not a crime to eat human flesh. So do you remember what it was, September? I guess. So at first, like, they couldn't charge him, like, because it wasn't a crime to, like, cannibalism wasn't a crime. But then once they realized, like, that he did this for, like, sexual gratification, then they were able to charge him. And he's in prison right now, and now he's a vegetarian.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's the cycle.
Turns out we taste horribly. No, but, yeah, that'll turn everybody vegan. Yeah. Shit. So this guy from Germany puts an ad out on the internet. Somebody answers the ad. I want to be eaten.
Yeah.
They chop his penis off. Yeah. And he offers it to him. It's like, hey, bro, this is your penis. Do you want to eat it? And he's like, no, I'll pass. Give it to the dog. The dog eats it. He kills him. He eats him. He stores him in a freezer. He's running low on supply. He puts another ad. Right. Nobody calls that ad, but then he got arrested. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
And that's your favorite serial killer?
But it's just like, because I feel like, is he really a bad guy? Because he could have went out there like these other guys and went out there and got some unwilling victim.
He did it respectfully.
Yeah.
Like, respectfully, I'm going to kill you.
With all due respect, baby girl.
Like, they let him go out. Like, he just puts on a wig and now he's able to, like, go out into the town. So nobody
right now, currently.
That's all it takes, a wig.
He's on parole?
No, he's in jail. Like, he's in prison, but they... I guess he has really good behavior, and so
no, mom is bro. Yeah. I'm not going to Oktoberfest no more, bro. Scratch that off the list. We're not going. We're not going there.
Germany, not on the list. Oh my god, things.
September. What about you? Who is your favorite serial killer? I like this episode, man. I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna look that one up.
Yeah, you are.
Where can I find it?
Yeah, where?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm a very, like, atypical true crime listener. Mm. Maybe I'm not super into serial killers. I feel like a lot of my friends were really into them in high school. And so I kind of heard more about them then, but I tend to listen to a lot of, like, the smaller cases. So, like, Crime Lines, for example, the one podcast I listen to, tries to cover more of the cases. They get less publicity to, you know, try to help the cases to be solved.
Bring them to the surface, get more eyes on them.
Yeah. So I think in general, the cases that I like are the ones where, like, there's some kind of mystery about them still. So this is not a serial killer, but there was a case that they didn't solve it recently, but it's the Sumter County Doe case. Do you know this one?
No.
So So it was two like fairly young people in their early 20s, they were thinking, who were found shot execution style on the side of the road in like 1976, I think it was. And they had all this information about them. Like they found them very shortly after they were killed. So like they had good pictures of their faces. They had like the guy had a ring with his initials in it. He had like very particular dental work that only certain dentists would have been able
to. He had diamonds in his teeth. Damn, you're fucked, bro. I mean, you know what? You have diamonds in your teeth. You don't wear socks. You wear grandpa shoes. There's a lot of things not in your favor. You're going to be easily going to be picked out in a lineup.
Oh, I thought I was going to be the victim.
Shit. No one's going to eat. Shit. Sorry.
Well, that's the thing is that like they were so distinctive, especially the guy. And they had like contacted people who had come, like who had met him and the girl who they were thinking was his girlfriend. And they just couldn't find out who it was. Like they had pictures of their faces. They couldn't find them in any of like the missing persons databases. And they finally solved it. I think it was the DNA Doe Project that like got DNA and tracked down their living relatives. And they finally identified who they were like last year. Around this time.
So DNA played a big role, like in the last two decades, roughly, about uncovering and opening old cold cases. Because isn't that, I don't know if you know the Zodiac Killer? Like that's kind of, or the BTK, was it bind, tie, and kill?
Torture.
Yeah, torture. Yeah, so it's like, fuck.
El que no sabe de true crime.
I don't. No, I'm telling you, like, I'll go home and I'll just start, like, I'll smoke a little weed. Yeah. And everyone's asleep, and I'm just sitting there on the couch. I'm like, God damn. And then I can't sleep. Then I'm like, oh shit, I gotta put 90210 and watch Brandon Walsh do something ridiculous, bro. And then I'm all about Ari Amelo Dormir. But I'm a low key, like, you know, guilty kind of pleasure watching this kind of shit on Netflix. I need to start listening to Crime Lines then. That's the one to do.
Yeah, I like that.
Hell, so that brings you guys to create your own event, your own thing called True Crime Trivia. Right. And now this is, how long have you been doing it?
I don't know. This is like the November fourth time or something.
Yeah. Oh shit! So okay, so not years, actual four times. Yeah. Oh nice, 4 months. Nice. So you've done it twice here, and you did it once at another spot,
right?
And now you're coming back here, yeah. And this is officially going to be your home, from what I'm hearing.
Coming home.
Glasses was whispering in my ears, like, "Hey man, they're not going anywhere else. They're going to do it here." I was like, "Okay, cool."
We're signing contracts. We don't sign contracts, but we're signing a contract.
A handshake agreement. I'm excited because every time that it's happened, like Glasses will tell me, "Bro, people were fucking into it." I've had people reach out to me and in our DMs and say, "We were there for a trivia night, but a true crime trivia night. Are you guys bringing that back?" And I was like, "Oh shit, I didn't even know." Great. I was like, "Glasses, are we doing it?" He's like, "Bro, they kill it. They do this. Yeah. Walk me through a night of true crime at the brewery. What can we expect? How many rounds are there? How many people can participate? Are there gifts? Are there prizes? Are there props?"
You guys supply the gifts. I know. Cool.
Glasses, are there gifts?
Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah. like, what is it? What is it all about? How do we sign up? Do we show up? Do we just do it? Sell me. I'm ready.
So, we typically start it at 7:30, and we recommend people get here by 7 o'clock so you can sign your team up.
How many people per team?
It should be even, but it varies, like anywhere from 3 to 7 people on a team.
We've okay. had one person on a team before, too.
Yeah. So, you know, like we have our Instagram page where we post, like, you know, when we're going to do it, and we say who our featured serial killer or cult is going to be, because it's 3 rounds, 10 questions.
Per round?
Right.
Oh, shit. That's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And you guys have a theme or a specific serial killer or cult that you focus on every time you do it?
Yeah.
So it takes time to set up for this event.
Definitely.
Oh my God, how much effort do you put into this?
So, like the first time she came up with the slides, it was like a total.
You guys have slides?
Yeah, it was like 10 hours for that.
Well, because otherwise people have to try to remember what the question was. And also the second round. So the first round focuses on a cult or a serial killer. The second round is picture-based trivia. So we show pictures and ask questions about them. And then the third round is just classic trivia. But, like, you know, people can't remember what you just said.
Right.
So there's a whole slideshow, and it's 100 slides, so it takes some time to
put it. Is it weird?
They're professionals. Yeah.
How many people came last time? I wasn't here, so I'm fucking, my interest has been piqued.
I think it was, like, it was a packed house,
yeah, it was
right?
a fucking packed.
Yeah.
On a Thursday.
Does your lady like true crime?
Yeah, bro. She fucking.
Tell her to come.
Wifey's weird, bro. And she's going to get mad at me because she's like, "Why do you always bring me up?" Because I love you. Because you're my queen. But no, she likes the violent. Like, yeah. She'll watch shit at night. I'm like, why are you watching this? Like, this is probably not what you should be watching. So she's totally into this, which kind of freaks me out. Which kind of is like, I'm sleeping with one eye open. It's like, this motherfucker is like, is she plotting? Is she like building a blueprint on how to get rid of me without anybody finding me?
Check yourself.
Yeah. Check yourself. Fuck. No, wifey's into it, bro.
She got life insurance on you recently, right?
Yeah. Cuidado, bro. I'm worth more alive, though. Yeah. Right now, I'm working a lot of jobs. I'm excited. 3 rounds, 10 questions per round. Usually it starts at 7:30 and it ends at?
It's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do we have a DJ? Like, in, is there like a break? What goes on? Glasses, tell me. I want to come. Yeah, now I'm getting high.
I'm getting high.
I'm getting hype.
Oh, they said high. We made like playlists and stuff to feel the vibe of the place and just keep it going, keep the party going. But when it's Thursday, it's their night. So we're just pouring the beer and we're just letting them do their thing.
What do you need from us to make this event even better on a monthly basis?
I would just say continue like posting it on your page.
Okay.
As it gets closer to the date.
Shit, now that I know this is a real deal, like going to be a monthly thing, hell yeah, we're going to go all in on this.
Yeah.
We're going to get somebody come out here and actually take video.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow they're going to document, take video, and that way we can create a nice little package. And every month we put it out, boom. Then you just tell us like who the cults and the serial killers you guys are highlighting. Hey, man, I'm kind of getting excited about this.
Are you going to bring some Nike Cortez tomorrow?
Oh, what's going on tomorrow?
So round one is going to focus on the Heaven's Gate cult.
Damn, San Diego legends. No mames. What was his name? Johnny Applegate? What was his name?
Johnny Marshall, Applegate.
Marshall Applewhite.
Oh, fuck. I was close.
Oh, that was his name?
Yeah. I remember it was like Apple. I was like, what's up, dog?
I didn't think.
Rancho Santa Fe?
You gotta stop.
Oh.
Oh, don't
give, I gave an answer. Where was this motherfucker from?
All of a sudden. Damn.
Okay, so that guy was from here, from like the San Diego area.
Well, they ended it here, right? But they didn't start here. I think they started in Oregon.
Write that down. Fuck, I feel like I'm in class again. Ooh, is this going to be on the test? Nice. How many people did he kill? Over under.
Oh, you can't say that. Is that a question?
No. Fuck.
Actually, is that a question? Are you trying to get all the answers?
I guess, bro. Am I going to have to start a team?
You're gonna have to come tomorrow.
I'm gonna have to come tomorrow.
You,
yeah.
Sean, I know Sean and Alexis are into this.
Well, my sister, they're in Vegas, bro. Oh. Sean's in town though. I'm telling you. Yeah. Oh, but now who's gonna take care of their kid? Nah, fuck. Yeah. Just me. I'm coming. One man army.
There it is.
Who else is on the list tomorrow?
Well, I mean, that's who we're focusing on. Round one. Round two is gonna be picture. So show you a picture, like September said, and I'll ask you a question, and then you guess what crime it's related to.
Is there other true crimes in San Diego besides that one?
I looked that shit up before I even said it. Yeah. So I looked it up and there was nothing in San Diego.
Do you remember the little girl that got kidnapped and killed on Main Street and like her image would appear on the billboard?
Yeah,
is that a true crime? Is that a true crime though? Or what is that?
I don't remember, but it was like decades ago, right?
Yeah. It was in the '80s. Right? Yeah.
No, it wasn't early 90s.
Early 90s?
Yeah. Cause I was a kid, but I remember that her image would show up on the
and people would post up, and I think we drove by and actually tried to see it when we were younger.
Every night we went.
Maybe like come up with an image or something.
Yeah, like it was
a skull supposedly appeared next to her image, like after like weeks.
And people like swear by it. They're like, no, bro, that shit was really there. And then I think they took it down or they put something over it to kind of solve it.
Solved the mystery.
Yeah, you're amazing.
No, but the guy got caught. I remember the guy did get caught. Like years later on Main Street as well, going onto the freeway. See, true crime. Oh, all of a sudden, I'm into true crime.
Yeah, look at all of a sudden. And what about the young lady, the mom here in Eastlake? Because there's an unsolved mystery, too.
Yeah.
Is that going to be...
Are you giving
me answers? Don't want to do, like, any local cases, just in case there's, like, a family member that might come by or something, man. Out of respect for
damn,
the family.
See?
But canceled. I was obsessed.
Canceled.
Who, me? No, I'm not canceled. No, me.
For bringing it up,
Oh, man.
That one. But that one was, remember? That was
now awesome. I'm thinking back to all the horrible shit that happened when the one... Massive one I remember when we were little was the one in San Isidro, the McDonald's that got shot up. Right. When we were little,
like, is that a true crime or is that just
like a
massacre?
Massacre, I mean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just a massacre. Right.
Fuck. So is that a serial killer?
No, because
I think technically, to be a serial killer. So there's like mass murderers.
Yeah.
But then to be a serial killer, usually there's some sort of like idea of they have a particular way of doing it, and it's not usually like, you know, whole bunch of people at once in that way.
I'm going to give you another local legend.
Go ahead.
There was something about like a cartoon house. Or
that's
something
here,
like that.
Bro.
That? That's on Hilltop. Bro,
that's on Pepper, Peppermint Lane or some shit like that.
No,
Pepper.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
Okay, so there's a house. I don't know too much.
I just heard about it like on Hilltop, right? Or something.
Wifey was like, hey, this is a house you want to drive by. And I was like, no, what the fuck? So apparently there was a house here in Chula Vista. And I think it was like, it was a daycare, childcare, or they had a lot of kids. It had a lot of kids. Bottom line, there was a lot of kids, unfortunately, that, like, you know, were killed, and the house was like painted with a bunch of
drawings on the inside.
I'd have to do some research on that, but that's here. That's like local. I'm like, oh my God.
I remember like in high school, like after high school, one time we were like allegedly drunk and we were like trying to look for the house.
The fuck, allegedly drunk?
I was after high school. I wasn't 21.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't 21. I don't partake in alcohol.
Yeah.
But where was it at? It was on Hilltop, right?
It's somewhere here, bro. It's on the west side of Chula, but it's close.
Pepper Tree area?
But that's the name. I think that Pepper Tree Lane or something like that.
That's the name of a daycare already. Now you're just making shit up.
No, bro. Like, for real. Like, that's I don't know too much about it, but I know that shit happened, and it's right here. Like, right in our own backyard, bro. I remember the one I told you about. That was the San Isidro murders, the Pinchy McDonald one. Because I was little. I was like 5 or 6. And my abuelita would take care of us in San Isidro. So we would go to McDonald's
We used to live up the street from
We would go there on the regular, bro. And that day or the day before, my tia took us to Alpha Beta next door. Remember there was that supermarket? I don't remember if it was Alpha Beta or had a big fucking bear. No sé, old school.
Big Bear. It was called Big Bear Market.
Was it called Big Bear Market? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Big Bear Market, dog. And it was right next to McDonald's. And I remember like, hey, let's take it to McDonald's. And then that happened. And then I remember going home. I don't know how. Time lapse in the weed. I was sitting on the fucking patio on the porch, just kind of like contemplating. I was like 6, and I was just thinking, I was like, bro, that fucking happened. Yeah. Like, what if we really threw a shit and wanted to go to McDonald's that day? You know, because, you know, when you're kids, they're like, see, wait, juega, PlayStation, whatever. Just get out of my hair. You know, it's like, what if we threw a shit? And we're like, hey, we really want a Happy Meal. Take us to McDonald's. That shit could happen. Yeah. And it was right there. As a youngster, bro, you know, I overthink everything. That fucking blew my mind. I feel like that triggered something and sent me in a tailspin of like legitimately overthinking things and just kind of breaking shit down. Pinchy McDonald's.
Fucking McDonald's.
The kids love McDonald's, bro. That's a fucking reward for them. We should bring rewards tomorrow from McDonald's. Like if you win, you get a Happy Meal, bro. No. What kind of reward? What kind of gifts are we giving away?
Maybe a Nike gift card, right?
A Nike
with a fucking theme.
Is that how we do it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just fucking making shit up now.
Yeah, you are. What's up, Deep Pockets? What you fucking buying gift cards or Nike now? What are you doing?
It's fucking coming from the Emo Brown Foundation.
Oh, no, bro. It's coming from 3Funk, if that's the case. Not from fucking. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, we are. Can people sign up beforehand? Do they show up and sign up? How does that work?
Usually we ask people to show up a half hour early.
So 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Yep.
Show up. I'm going to have to put this episode out tonight.
Real 7 p.m., not Mexican 7 p.m.
Ooh, so not 7:15, nothing like that. What time do you guys start? 7:30 sharp?
Ish.
Do we turn off all the fucking TVs and the music is off?
The music's off.
Yeah.
We're asking questions.
Yeah. Is everybody here pretty much into it? Because I have a feeling people who come in, you have no idea. Along the middle, like they start turning over and they start looking at Renette and they start looking at them. I was like, what the hell are these girls talking
about?
There's
been a time where like our regulars are sitting there and they're like, what is this? And then all of a sudden they start trying to Google shit.
Yeah.
And
what are the rules? Can you bring a phone and start looking it up or?
No.
So I think it was the last time, right? Somebody was like cheating and wasn't there like a girl that was like, he's cheating. And she was yelling like,
damn, there was a rat in the crowd.
They did not. I don't think they even came close to winning though anyway.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. Hate
if
to
you're
see
Googling,
it.
It's because you don't know and you're not going to be able to do it in time anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So no using phones.
We don't go back to questions either. So you can't be like, hey, go back to that one.
Is there a time limit per question?
30 seconds.
And so they got to write it down and put it somewhere?
Yeah.
Fuck, dog, I'm going to be here.
Yeah, we have little answer
sheets. Are you?
I'm going to be here.
I really feel like you might be.
I'm getting hype.
You might win.
I don't know shit. But now that I know the topic, I'm going to go home and look for a documentary or something on Applegate.
Is there a documentary on
I'm sure there is, bro.
Yeah, there's a series. I think it's like a 3-episode series that I seen.
All right, so she saw it. That's research. So we're going to have to go home and see this.
Make it fair. So some of the questions are probably they're easy, some of them. And then some of them we have more difficult ones.
Oh, yeah, we're keeping data too.
Yep.
Like we're keeping data.
She's a nerd and does like the whole data on
it. What do you guys do for a living?
So
I'm in a PhD program for linguistics.
Fuck, there it is, bro. There, you can't be like uneducated and be all about this. There's so many details and so many layers. And September got that look, man. She got that look like she's very thorough and very dedicated to what she's going to do. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm with it. What about yourself, Renette? What do you do for a living?
I work as a property manager in Bankers Hill. So I manage different apartment buildings and law offices in Hillcrest.
Do you see a lot of crazy shit when they vacate the properties and you have to go in there?
I feel like you see a lot of crazy shit all the time. This is how I met her.
She was one of my tenants. She knows
Did you put an ad out on the internet saying, huh, is anybody interested in viewing some crazy shit?
So she's lived there. You've seen there's some gnarly people that live there. Some pretty gnarly people.
There's a, you know, it's like by downtown. So there's always stuff going on.
Yeah. I had, in November, I had one of my tenants tried murdering his
Go ahead.
Neighbor. So
can you talk about this?
Actually, probably not.
Nobody's listening. We're good.
Yeah. There's like five listeners.
Yeah.
There was someone in the neighborhood just lighting garbage cans on fire for a while. God, and there would just be like melted garbage cans and like garbage, like stuck in the melted plastic on the sidewalk.
In downtown?
And I called the police and they didn't care.
No, they never do. Someone came in with a gun and threatened me like a month ago and they don't do anything.
Fuck, Renette, oh God, dog. Renette's over here breaking news, bro. Shit. Renette, we're going to have to bring you in at least once a month just to drop some knowledge.
The Golden Hill knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, people are crazy.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Why do I feel like their combination could be like, you know, like...
They could be a podcast.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, they could be like, they were murderers.
Oh, shit. You know what
I mean? The PhD and the property manager.
I have a location that we can hide the body, and I have a way that nobody will figure it out. Oh, shit. I'm on to that.
So I know September has it in her. I feel like she...
Oh, shit. Here we go. Here we go. We've gotten to the part where they start pointing fingers at each other.
Here, I'm Canadian. You're going to get me kicked out of the country.
You can't get into Canada with a DUI.
Murdered anyone. What?
Right?
You really can't?
No.
I don't know. I don't have...
Neither do I. I've read things. Maybe it's a felony. No. It's a DUI. It's a DUI. I know a couple bands that try to tour and go up into Canada. They're like, oh, I can't go. The drummer's got a DUI. He's not allowed. Wow. Yeah, bro. Canada's very, you know. Canada's going through some shit right now, too, though. Their borders and people, the truck drivers are all kind of like, it's un pedo, bro.
Do you say A a lot? Like, do you have the Canadian accent still, or does it?
Oh, God. Fucking glad.
Right? I don't know anything about
Canada. You're asking a linguist, so I don't know anything about. Not to say too much about it.
I don't know anything about Canada.
Obviously,
I don't know shit.
I don't think I ever really talked that much like that. Sorry, dog is whining.
Talk to me.
So everyone tends to kind of lose their accents in university. Like I've met people from places that have very stereotypical like accents associated with them, like Boston and stuff, and. Everybody's accent just kind of turns into like the generic standard accent in university for the most part.
You grew up in Canada?
Yeah.
What brought you to San Diego?
Grad school.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's why I'm here. But yeah, I never really had that accent too much.
True crime trivia on Thursdays on that 3 Funk. Nice. I'm sold. I'm all in. I'm all in, man. I will be here tomorrow.
True or false?
Go ahead.
Are we going to see you here tomorrow?
I'm going to say true, bro. No. I'm going to say true. I'm going to say true.
We're gonna remember that.
Good. I almost want to have them come in and you guys should start your own podcast and just go like over crazy shit like this.
We have talked about it.
Yeah. Under the Emo Brown.
Emo Brown Productions. We're always looking for killer new podcasts to add to the rotation. Imagine, bro.
Imagine.
Shams Lennon presents Imagine True Crime Trivia. Damn.
That's the title. Ooh. There it is. You're
welcome. Sold. Guys. Ladies, we got you. Anything else you'd like to convey to the guests for tomorrow's event?
I don't think so.
What's the Instagram again?
So it's True Crime, TRU_CRYM. Mm-hmm. I have license plates in my car that's spelled that way. So that's how I got that name. So if you see a black Tesla.
Hey, she's not a pretender.
Hey, hold on. A black Tesla, okay? I want you to get.
I had to drop that in, huh? That sounds awful now that I think about it.
Hey, guys, what do you drive? I have a black Tesla.
That sounds awful now that I think about it. But if you see those plates, that's me. So that's how I just came up with it. And I was like, well.
Trademark.
Yeah. Things that we've learned today. Renette has a black Tesla with true crime on the license plates. She's a property manager where somebody there tried to kill somebody else there. Garbage cans are burned downtown on the regular. Her favorite, not quite a failed serial killer, as he only did it one time and goes on parole in Germany in a wig, is somebody who liked to cannibalize and didn't eat the wiener. Weird. That's what we learned today about Renette. What did we learn about September? September is the quiet, but you can tell she's very calculated. She doesn't say too much, but she says just enough. That's a dynamic duo. She's from Canada.
There it is.
You know? She is an anti-vaxxer. We've learned a lot, bro. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here every third Thursday on 3rd at 3 Punk Ales. Damn, what's cracking, Doug? I nailed it. That's alliteration in my... What is linguistics? I don't want to butcher that.
Yeah, it's the scientific study of language, very briefly.
But how many languages do you speak?
So that's the first question linguists always get. And you don't actually have to speak any other languages. But I'm learning Spanish.
Polyglot.
And I'm Canadian, so I learned some French.
Oui? Je parle français un peu. Et vous?
That was good.
What's up, dog?
What did you just say?
I said, I speak a little bit of French. How about yourself? No? Yeah.
That's what it was.
I think that classifies me to speak a third language. Boom. Nailed it. Spanish, English, un peu de français. Ladies, thank you very much for cruising in and dropping knowledge on what we can expect. I legit want to have you guys in here, like, maybe phone in and say, hey, this week we're going to have Wayne Gacy or whatever. I think that would be fucking rad.
All of a sudden, you know all these fucking... You know, all
I know a lot of them, fool. There's a.
I feel like you were trying to hide it that you're like.
I'm not trying.
Andrew Kime.
I listen to a lot of podcasts, and on occasion, I listen to I don't remember the name of it, but where they go over like just interesting characters, bro, like a Chapo Guzman, and they go over his whole fucking history. You know, like just mostly my background that I enjoy is mostly cartel guys. Yeah. You know, and I don't know why, but that's the kind of podcast that I'll listen to, like Daily News. Like my favorite fucking podcast, bro, is Up First and The Daily. You know, and the Andrew Jesselnik podcast, JRVP, and then just a bunch of like news shit. But every now and then I'll come across somebody and they just talk about old public figures and I guess, yeah, criminals. I just like what makes a criminal, you know? Maybe I'm studying. Maybe I'm learning.
Maybe the three of you guys are going to plot and commit a crime.
Maybe the three of us are going to start a fucking podcast and just talk about crime and criminals and keeping an eye on my middle child and see what's going on, bro. Real talk, thank you guys for coming in. I'm going to put this episode out today to get everybody hyped for tomorrow, but it looks like we don't really need to get too many people hyped since they're already here and they're looking forward to it. Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., True Crime Trivia, here at 3 Punk. The topic or the cult at hand is going to be the Applegate?
Marshall Applewhite.
Kevin's Gate. Fucking Mexican, dog. I fucking jumble it all. Marshall Applewhite and his Heaven's Gate. I can't wait. We're going to have gifts for you. We'll have beer specials. We'll have tacos. We'll have all the pillow glasses. You're going to wear socks tomorrow, man. You're going to wear them fucking grandpa shoes or you good?
No, maybe.
Fuck, bro.
I'm trying them out.
Yeah, you fucking, I have a feeling you slept in them. Thank you guys for coming in. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.